Okay, we're doing Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes, and it's according to the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? And it reads like this according to the Rabbeinu Yonah. The light of the righteous make him happy, and the candle of the wicked flicker and go out. Now, what is so therefore, light, how does light make you happy? And what's the candle of the wicked? So that's the questions. Basically, those two terms are metaphors, and we have to interpret the metaphors. Okay, let's take the wicked first. Because the thing is, the wicked, according to Shlomo HaMelech, a wicked person is a person that is totally dependent on the physical world. Just like the light of the candle, the light is dependent on the candle. So the thing is, Russia is a person that's totally dependent on the physical world. I'd like to explain that. In other words, there's some people that go to work and they also learn. They spend an hour or two learning. So that's good. That's not wicked. Wicked is when there's nothing else in your life but work or pleasure, and you only are totally attached to something in the physical world, and there's no chachma, there's no other, nothing, very little else is there. All your energy is in that. If that is so, what happens is the flicker means that in pleasure is only, you get a certain amount of pleasure and then there's downtime. Pleasure, downtime, that's the flickering. That's the nature of physical pleasures, and that's the nature of this guy's life. See, there's two things. There's, if you're defining pleasure, it's up and down, okay? But since that's the essence of this guy's life, so that's the essence of his life as he goes up and down. Okay? And soon it dies out. It doesn't mean he dies. It means that all the pleasure will be gone. At a certain point, the pleasure is totally gone. It's just a breakdown, certain recognition. At a certain point, there's a certain recognition that what's the value of my life? People, when they get older, anybody that lives this type of life and is attached to making money, I would advise them never to retire. They retire, they'll become totally depressed because they have nothing else in life but that. So if they retire, they're going to be totally depressed. That's what it means, go out. So that is the life of the wicked. But however, the tzaddik is pure light. I don't know if there's anything in the world that is really pure light that doesn't rely on some fuel except maybe the Big Bang, but I'm not sure. But otherwise, I don't know if there's anything that exists that way except the tzaddik. Why is that? Because the tzaddik, when he lives his life, when he lives his life, he has catastrophes too. But the only thing is, the tzaddik also has catastrophes that happen to him. So maybe it gets dark then. The answer is that the tzaddik uses that situation to become a better person. So when he recognizes the benefit of when terrible things happen, so then he recognizes the benefit of bad things. So it's never dark, because it's always good, because he uses it to perfection. I asked my class, is there anybody in class that never had a fight with their parents or their siblings? Now, one person raised their hands, okay, which means they're normal. But the thing is that the problem is like this. When you have a fight with somebody, you expect them to change and to give in to you. Now the question is why should they give in to you? Why are you right and they wrong? And two is you want them to change. You cannot force a person to change. You can force a person to do actions, but you can't force a person to change. They have to want to change themselves. So therefore, the only thing that you can do is that you have to see what you could do to avoid this situation. In other words, if you fight with your siblings and you always have to get your way, then that's going to happen with your wife, and that's going to happen with a lot of people. And it's just a cycle that you go through the rest of your life. And then you spend hours of being unhappy. But you're better off if you back off and figure out what to do and how to work it out. Okay? Because that is perfection of the soul. When you're able to back off despite your emotions and do what is right in any given situation, that is perfection of the soul. And if you learn how to do that, then even the worst possible situation, since you're trained to do that, you'll always look for the best. In other words, the Abarbanel says that when God, one of the possibilities why God sent the Jews to Egypt was simply for perfection of the soul, that they should have to deal with all different types of problems and to separate themselves and not give in. That is perfection of the soul. Perfection of the soul is a lot of people think that if they're successful in life, that shows God loves them. If they're not successful, God doesn't love them. That is simply not true. Because the thing is, it is possible that God made you fail so that you could perfect your soul. And if you don't use it, then you will crack. You're right. But if you train yourself to perfect your soul, so then you become a better person. And then you'll always be happy. That's the light of the tzaddik, that he'll always be happy. Right, just to summarize, in other words, the tzaddik could be always happy no matter what situation. He could always work it out. He only needs his mind. As long as his mind could work, so then that's what he'll always be happy, because if a catastrophe happens, he'll immediately step back and say, how could I work this out? What's the best way of working it out? But however, the Russia, since all his energy is placed in the physical, so first of all, he'll sometimes have it and sometimes not. He'll have sometimes pleasure, but then also he'll lose it because either the physical world won't give him his needs at a certain point, or he'll see that it's not worth it. Like, what's the world worth? A certain recognition. The pasuk is measuring the levels, different levels of happiness, of being contented and contented with yourself. But the Rasha is only contented when he gets pleasure. That's the only time he'll feel good. So therefore, it flickers and goes out. But by the tzaddik, his happiness is pure happiness. That's what he's looking for. And it's all in the mind. So therefore, he's always happy.